KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, 23 degrees in Atlantic, and looking forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Police in Council Bluffs were dispatched a little after 3 a.m. today to 154 Bennett Avenue, the White Oak Station, in reference to the front window there being broken. The business was closed, so there were not any employees working at the time. Officers were able to check the business and unable to locate any suspects. Video surveillance was reviewed, though, and that showed an unknown male dressed in black with white shoes had broken the window out with rocks to gain entry to the store. You can see a still frame and video surveillance image of that suspect in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, after the suspect entered the business, he went behind the counter and took an unknown amount of tobacco products. He then left the business in an unknown direction. If you have any information about the suspect, you can contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's Crime Stoppers Division at 712-328-7867. Authorities in Council Bluffs and Omaha are on the lookout for a white male about 20 to 30 plus years of age who was involved in armed robbery incidents Monday afternoon. Council Bluffs police say the Tractor Supply Company at 329 Veterans Memorial Highway employees had reported the theft of merchandise. The suspect attempted to flee the store and enter a gray Dodge Ram pickup. Employees attempted to stop the man when he displayed a handgun. The suspect fled the scene in the pickup truck southbound on Butte Street, and as officers were responding, a report of carjacking at the Heartland Christian School was received. The adult male victim was told by the suspect that he'd gotten jumped and needed a ride. The victim stated he couldn't because he was picking up his children. The suspect then displayed a handgun and fled in that person's 2008 Chevy Suburban. The Suburban was located fleeing westbound on Veterans Highway at South 24th Street, and then north on 24th to I-80 westbound. Officers caught up to the Suburban and initiated a pursuit when the driver refused to stop. Officers continued to pursue the vehicle to the area of South 10th Street, where they lost sight of the Suburban. The driver, as it turns out, had abandoned the vehicle at 2740 South 9th Street. Omaha police assisted in searching for the suspect with their helicopter Able 1 and K-9 units. The suspect, though, remains at large as of the last report. He is to be considered armed and dangerous. You can see a picture of him in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And if you happen to see that person, call the Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers. Again, that number 712-328-STOP. None of the victims were injured during the robberies. Authorities have identified a man who was killed when he was struck by a train in western Iowa. An eastbound Union Pacific train struck the man on the tracks early Saturday morning at a crossing in Denison. The man's been identified as Kevin Russman, who lived in Dow City. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Saturday investigated a complaint of juveniles gathering at 1905 P Avenue in rural Page County and using illegal substances. During the investigation, six male juveniles ranging in age from 13 to 17 were charged with drug offenses. All were charged with gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. All were referred to juvenile court and released to parents, guardians, or designated adults by parent consent. The incident remains under investigation with charges possible on other individuals. A search warrant executed Sunday at a home in Shambaugh resulted in the arrest of a man on firearms-related charges. Deputies in Page County searched the home at 510 2nd Street on a warrant allowing them to search for and seize as evidence any firearms, firearm magazines, and ammunition. During the investigation, 52-year-old Gary Lynn Kent of Clarinda was arrested for being a felon in control of a firearm. Kent was transported to the Page County Jail, where he was being held on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Numerous firearms, ammunition, and firearm magazines were seized during the search. More charges and arrests are pending at this time. And the Taylor County Sheriff's Office Monday said that a standoff with an armed man on Wednesday ended peacefully after about 2.5 hours. The Sheriff's Office received a 911 call at around 2 a.m. on February 5th about shots fired in the 100 block of West Iowa Street in Lenox. By the time deputies arrived, the suspect, John Fraley of Lenox, had barricaded himself in his residence and would not come out against orders given by deputies. Adams and Ringgold County deputies arrived on the scene and secured the surrounding area. Iowa State Patrol negotiators also responded. After deputies and negotiators were able to get Fraley to surrender, a search warrant was executed at his residence, during which the Iowa Department of Public Safety narcotics officers were called and assisted in the execution of that search warrant. Fraley was charged with reckless discharge of a firearm, interference with official acts, and possession of controlled substances, marijuana. Additional charges are pending test results at the Iowa DCI lab. Fraley was later released after posting bond. In our funeral announcements, Ronald Boos, age 71, of Messina, died February 7th at the Allen House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ronald Boos will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Rosalie Bradshaw, age 100, of Panora, died Friday at Panora Specialty Care. Funeral services for Rosalie Bradshaw will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Margaret Mason, age 90, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday in Omaha. A private family memorial service for Margaret Mason will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Beverly Cavanaugh, age 85, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for Beverly Cavanaugh will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Val Southman, age 63, of Lewis, died February 8th. A celebration of life for Val Southman will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Byron Moore, age 69, who's formerly of the Cumberland area, died Saturday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Byron Moore will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Paula Ratzliff, age 60, of Exira, died February 3rd. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Paula Ratzliff will be on Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Exira Event Center, with Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. Durwood Purdy, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral and Masonic services for Durwood Purdy will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Genevieve Went Connor Bishop, age 96, of Lenexa, Kansas, and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday. Celebration of Life memorial services for Genevieve Bishop will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Joe Muherder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Joe Muherder will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Walter McCurdy, age 87, of Messina, died Sunday in Creston. A prayer service for Walter McCurdy will be Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Eva Clausen, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Lucille Eva Clausen are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Dennis Graham, age 69, of Charter Oak and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. No services are planned for Dennis Graham. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.